Welcome to Leading You. I'm your host, Julie Hyde, and in this space, we delve into the dynamic intersection of leadership and mindset. Join me as we uncover the essential tools and insights you need to sculpt your own success and lead a life you absolutely love. Hi, it's Julie Hyde here, and I have potentially one of my most favorite episodes for you, which is about being the CEO of you. This is something that I am incredibly passionate about, and I believe that we are all CEOs of our own life. We are responsible for the function of our lives, our operating rhythm. We're responsible for our reputation. We're responsible for our brand. We're responsible for our performance if we are performing at optimum level or if we're not. We're responsible for what we can leverage, what we can change, what we can tweak, what we can stop, start, change, and continue to be the best leader of ourselves that we can be. And in my book, You Always Have a Choice, I write a chapter dedicated to having the courage to be the leader of you. And I write that being the leader of you, and I'm reading, is like being the conductor of your own symphony. You are the conductor of your life, and the symphony is the life that you are orchestrating. You guide the musicians representing various aspects of your life to create a harmonious and meaningful composition. Just as a conductor sets the tempo, cues the musicians, and brings together the different sections of the orchestra, as the leader of you, you set the pace and direction of your life. You make deliberate choices, establish priorities, and harmonize the different elements of your life, such as how many balls you might juggle, your relationships, your career, and your well-being. The conductor's role involves making decisions in real time, responding to the music and the musician's performance. Similarly, as the CEO is you, you need to adapt, make adjustments, and respond to the ever-changing circumstances and challenges that arise. This takes courage because leadership is action. Maya Angelou once said, "Stand up straight and realize who you are and that you tower over your circumstances." I love that quote. It's that nothing can get the better of you. If you stand up tall and can get perspective, can understand and get clarity about what's happening and how you can lead yourself through it. This is about respect. This is about having respect for you, and this is about having respect for others. When I am coaching CEOs and executives, and they're clearly leading teams, one of the things that I really encourage them to do, and something I did as a leader myself, was to hire slow and to fire fast. Meaning, be really slow in terms of making the decision to bring someone into your business. Make sure that they are right in terms of job fit, that they have the skills to do that, attitude, that they have the right attitude that enhances the culture of your organization, and that their values align with the values of the organization. So there's not a clash up front. And this is why we have the probation process in place within organizations within Australia to take advantage of. We have 6 months to basically observe and test the person that we bring into the business. And if they're not right, if you get glimpses that something isn't right, it's not coachable, they're not coachable, you have a gut instinct that something is wrong, you need to make that decision really, really quickly so that culture isn't damaged, brand isn't damaged, and you can bring someone else into the business who is suitable really, really quickly. And this is why organizations get into a lot of trouble when they're in the reactive mode in terms of recruiting, and they're not proactive with having great conversations with people before they need to. I apply this to relationships in your life also. I believe that as a CEO of you, you need to make really strategic decisions. Who is part of your tribe? Who is part of your circle to ensure that they fulfill what you expect? And I know that might sound a little bit callous, but it's true. Sometimes it's a really great thing to do a relationship audit, because who you surround yourself with, Jim Rowan said this, you are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself with. So if you're not surrounding yourself with great people, that is going to have an impact on you. And all too often, we can put up with relationships for whatever that might be, because you're a people pleaser out of a misguided sense of obligation that you feel that you need to tolerate this person. They've been there for you in the past, but things have changed now. It's really, really important to be aware of and to be careful who you invite into your orbit, to make sure that people are fueling your energy rather than depleting it, that they are supporting you and championing you and cheering you on rather than dragging you down, and that there is an equal exchange of energy. That equal exchange of energy is so important. This applies to the relationship that you have with your workplace as well. If you were to put yourself in the role of CEO and you assessed what was happening to you in your workplace, what would your insights be? Are you in a workplace that fuels you, or are you in a workplace that depletes you? Are you working with people who lift you up or drag you down? Are you working for someone who supports you, who empowers you, who trusts you, who provides you with the flexibility that you need? Or are you not? And therefore, if you were the CEO, what decision would you make in that instance? Do you need to speak up? Do you need to make a decision to move into a different business unit? Or do you then need to make a decision perhaps to float your CV and to leave the organization? Because ultimately, we all have choices. So if your work situation isn't working for you, you can put on the CEO hat and make some really empowered decisions for yourself. What would you do if you were confronted with a diagnosis that threatened your life? Would you continue to live as you are, or would you make some big changes? That's what happened to me on the 6th of October in 2021. My life changed within a second, forever. This moment was a catalyst for me to look deep within and assess if I was living a life I loved. I wasn't. I was tolerating too much of it. And now I've made big changes, and I want to empower you with the choice to do the same. My second book, You Always Have a Choice, is now available, and I share 9 powerful strategies to let go of overwhelm and the relentless struggle and implement changes so you can lead a life you love. Head to youalwayshaveachoice.com.au to grab your copy. We need to be very, very courageous and decide also if the social media space is working for you or not. All too often, people fall into comparisonitis when we open up the phone and we're scrolling through and we're thinking, oh, someone's more successful than me. They're prettier than me. They've got a better body than me. They've got a better life than me. They go on more holidays than me. That is a massive deplete of your confidence. That is a confidence zapper. And given that feeds are now filled with media messages and things that can really put a black cloud over your how you're feeling and how your mindset is, your stress levels, your overwhelm, we really need to decide if something is working for you or if it's working against you and make a decision as to how you interact with that forum. As the CEO of you, are you protecting your energy so that you are performing to your optimum? Are you resting? Are you fueling your health in terms of eating well, exercising, taking the mini breaks throughout the day, not stacking your diary with back-to-back meetings that just are a massive brain fade? How can you be strategic when you are constantly on the go? How can your brain even be strategic when it's completely overloaded? These are other questions to ask yourself as the CEO of you. Being the CEO of you is a mindset, and it takes courage. It absolutely takes courage to step up and to make these strategic decisions for you, to lead a life that you love, to lead a life that is in complete alignment to your vision, to your values, and to how you want to experience your life. And it's important to be able to answer those questions, because if you can't, that then gives you further insight into maybe I need to get really clear on what my vision is. Where am I going in my career, in my business, in my relationship? How do I want to feel? How do I want to experience it? How can I energize myself to live the best life that I possibly can? And to knock something on the head, this is not selfish. And this is not about being inauthentic. A lot of people think that they can't be leaders, that they're not leaders. That's a choice that you can make. But ultimately, you are the leader of you. You need to lead yourself effectively. You need to have the self-awareness around how you lead your life, how you experience life, how you impact others before you can be a great leader of anyone else. And that includes being a role model to children, to those around you. It's everyone in your orbit. So to be a great CEO of you, there is a technique that I encourage you to implement. And you can ask yourself whatever question you like if being the CEO of you doesn't resonate. Create something that does, because this technique is very much about self-awareness. And the more self-aware that you can be, the more successful you can be. Self-awareness is the first component of EQ, according to Daniel Goleman. And it's huge. You will know people who have really strong self-awareness, and you will know people who don't. You'll have experienced them and you will have felt them. So to have that level of self-awareness in terms of how you're being, how you're leading yourself, is so powerful. So I encourage my clients to press that pause button, and to ask themselves some powerful questions around this. And this is similar to the three questions that I ask myself at the end of every day. Number one, as a CEO of me, as a leader of me, how did I perform today? what's my KPI level here? On a scale of 1 to 10, did I perform not so well, which is a 1, or did I perform really well today? I was outstanding. I was on fire, and that's a 10. And just be honest about it. This is not an opportunity to beat yourself up or to berate yourself or to think, yeah, I've done a shitty job today. Again, it's self-awareness. Knowledge is power. And then the power comes into play if you choose to do something with that knowledge. So number 2, what do I need to do tomorrow to improve or maintain being that CEO of me? What is that? How can I move that needle to be the CEO of me in a way that I'm really happy with, that is in alignment with my values and who I want to be known as a leader? And then number 3 is, who am I as the CEO of me or as a leader of me? Remind yourself, I am respectful. I am courageous. I am empowered. They are my values. So that's what I might remind myself of when I'm asking myself that question. Who am I as the CEO of me? In other words, what do you stand for? And just asking yourself these questions over and over again at the end of every day, or if this is a really new technique for you and you don't feel comfortable in doing it every day, then I encourage you to do that at least at the end of every week. It's so incredibly powerful in terms of improving yourself as the leader, as the partner, as the mom, the husband, whatever that looks like, as the friend, as the supporter, whatever that looks like for you. But it's your way to give you some critical insights into how you are leading your life, how you are at that CEO level. So at the end of the year, are you thinking, yeah, but I really deserve that bonus that I'm in line for, whatever that looks like, once you have popped the champagne cork on New Year's Eve? It's like, what is going to be your reward? And it's really important to reward yourself along the way as well. So I hope this episode has shared some insights for you in terms of how to be the CEO of you and the importance of that, and just some of the decisions that you need to be making to fuel yourself, to enable yourself to be the most effective CEO of you that you can be. So please let me know what has resonated with you in this episode, and let me know if there's anything else that you would like to hear. And as always, please feel free to leave a rating and a review if this episode has been awesome for you. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you soon.